Hello everyone, here is the first episode of The Modern Prodigal. Once upon a time, there lived a rich family. They were four: father, mother and two sons, Mendes and Morris. Mendes was a good boy who helped his father in his business. Morris was disobedient, rebellious and a friend of the worst gang in town. The parents had taught both the boys about God. While Mendes went to church with his parents, Morris always spent his time with friends on Sundays. One day, prompted by his friends, Morris asked his father to give him his share of the property. Without a word, the father divided the property and gave him his share. Morris sold his property, gathered the money and walked out of the house. He and his friends went to a far country and lived as they pleased. They drank and danced, ate in restaurants and visited theaters. They slept in the most expensive hotels. Gradually, the money was gone. One by one, his friends left him. The country was going through an economic crisis and nobody would employ him. He was hungry and penniless. Finally, he joined as a coolie in a factory. Hard work took its toll. He became sick and thought of his mother, who always sat by his side when he was sick, and his father, who brought the doctor home. Why not return home? Even servants there are well taken care of, and I am starving her like a destitute, he thought. He was ashamed to face his father. Would he accept him? Finally, Morris sat down and wrote a letter to his father. "Daddy, I am not worthy to be called your son. I want to come back home. Keep me as one of your servants. If you are willing, tie a white handkerchief on the tree in front of a house. If I see the handkerchief, I will alight in the station and walk home. If I don't find a hanky, I will carry on." He posted the letter. Fearfully, he boarded the train. The train track passed by his house. As the train neared his hometown, his heart started to beat rapidly. Will he see a handkerchief or not? The train neared his house, and what do you think he saw? Hundreds of white handkerchiefs were fluttering in the wind on the tree. His father, fearing his son might not see a single handkerchief, had tied up so many white handkerchiefs. What happened next is anybody's guess. That's the father's love. If you have gone away from God, if you are not leading a God-pleasing life, come back to God. Father God is waiting for you with wide open arms.